It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift is suing a New York man who is claiming that she stole his company name for her app. Her app is called The Swift Life, and this dude who she's suing owns a computer company called Swift Life. Taylor's demanding that the judge rule that that guy cancels his Swift Life trademark and pay her legal fees. She wants a suit against her to be dismissed. I guess she's saying, like, it's my name, and my name was pretty much taken, and it's gone. How am I supposed to grow a big company name like Microsoft now that my name is gone? I don't know that I believe she said that, but the man said that his company name is in regards to a terminal illness he had as a child, which caused him to have a liver transplant at 11 years old. He said, I decided to call it Swift Life because life is too swift. The gaming app is said to be ending next month.
See, Taylor Swift, like, wow. Alex defends her, like, oh, she's so sweet, but really?
Yeah, go after a
guy. Go after a man.
Go after a guy who had a liver transplant when he was a kid, is probably still paying off those medical bills, but her, a multi-millionaire, is like, pay my legal fees.
Maybe not
a good look for T Swizzle.
Taylor actually agreed to something I read, that if he gives her his liver, she will drop it. She will let it all go.
I don't know if I believe that story.
Okay.
And lawyer Michael Avenatti has revealed that he has a third tape of R. Kelly allegedly with an underage girl. Avenatti posted to Twitter saying, we've become aware of the existence of a third tape that allegedly shows further acts of sexual abuse of an underage girl by R. Kelly, which we are presently working to recover and turn over to law enforcement. He also posted that he believes the 2008 trial in Kelly's case at that time was rigged. He said, we've now uncovered how R. Kelly was able to gain his acquittal in 2008. We've uncovered substantial evidence that he and certain enablers engaged in systematic witness intimidation, evidence tampering, physical threats, and payments to witnesses, and they rigged the trial. Kelly has denied all claims made against him. Teresa Giudice, or Giudice, or whatever, is shooting down rumors that she's cheating on her husband, Joe. Photos surfaced of the Real Housewives of New Jersey star holding hands with another man while on vacation in Miami, which led to rumors that she's having an affair with that guy. But her lawyer says that the reality star was out with a group of friends. He added that the photos show one of those friends helping her out of the venue into her car because she had some wine and was wearing heels. 50 Cent says that Donald Trump offered him $500,000 to come to his presidential inauguration in 2017. The offer was just to show up, not even to perform. The rapper said he turned down the offer because not all money's good money. He said he wouldn't know how to fix the damage it would have caused to his image if he showed up at the inauguration. And Idris Elba is set to host Saturday Night Live for the first time. The long-running NBC show announced yesterday on Twitter that the Dark Tower actor will host SNL on March 9th. Khalid will be the musical guest on the episode, and it will also be his first time appearing on SNL. Coming up in less than an hour, new info on the Kardashian fallout with Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods.